I think that the catastrophe is really one, you know, clear way and an accurate way of depicting it, because the situation in Iraq, almost unnoticed, I think, to a large extent, has escalated very, very seriously over the past year and a half, during which time we have seen a massive increase in the number of people being displaced and the number of communities being affected by the violence, the conflict, which is taking place now in many different parts of the country. Up to about a year ago, the crisis was being felt primarily in the north of the country, which was when we had the takeover by the ISIL forces of Mosul. However, that has changed now. We're seeing conflict spreading as a counteroffensive gets underway in the areas to the west and northwest of Baghdad. So the effects of the crisis are now much worse. And this comes at a time when the humanitarian organizations who are trying to deal with the needs of more than 8 million people, the financial resources are drying up. So that is why we're talking about a catastrophe at this point in time.
The UN made an urgent appeal for funds. What is the status of that appeal and how much more money is needed?
This appeal is aimed only at covering the life-saving, the most urgent needs of something like 5.5 million people over the coming 6 months. This is a critical gap which exists at the moment, and it is needed because some of the vital services, health, food services, and others are simply drying up. They are having to close down because they are running out of funds. So it's absolutely critical that we get this money. What the amount we're looking for is $500 million to cover just this essential period at a time when the government is also facing very serious financial difficulties due to falling oil prices. So it's like if you see a sort of perfect storm situation, and one which requires an urgent and immediate response by the donor community around the world.
Tell me about the most urgent needs in Iraq to help IDPs.
The most important aspect of it that we're really looking at is really the protection of people. The human rights violations which have been taking place in Iraq over the past couple of years have been simply horrific. The use of violence against defenseless civilians, against minorities, against children, against women, the list of crimes is almost endless. So protecting these most vulnerable of the displaced and those affected by the violence is really the number one priority. But at the same time, there are important ways in which the lives of people, even if were they protected, will be at risk if they do not receive water, sanitation, and food and shelter. Those, I would say, are the most critical components apart from protection in this appeal. But it really is a crisis situation, and it's one which has received relatively little attention and profile over recent months. And we hope very much that today's appeal will change that.